Husker Radio, it is Tanner Struckman. I'm pleased to be joined this morning with Julia Herrick with the North Platte St. Pat's Strutters, new coach of the Strutters, the dance team there, and also Lisa Trashinsky, the Irish cheer coach. Good morning. How are you guys today?
Great. Doing well.
It's great to have you in studio here. We're talking Irish cheer and dance because you guys, are, along with Skills USA, have taken over duties of running the Irish Snack Shack out at the Wild West Arena during Nebraska Land Day. So this is obviously kind of been a tradition for a long, long time to have the Irish run that Snack Shack. And so you guys taking it over now. And so I guess congratulations.
Yeah.
That's a big duty. But obviously, it's been a long time that, I don't know when this started, when St. Pat's started that concession stand, but it's been a long time.
It has been a long time. You know, my kids have been at our school for a very long time, and we've worked a lot of hours in that concession stand, and we always have the very best time. It's a great way to make some money for our groups, and we're super excited to take it over.
Yeah, you guys are taking it over along with Skills USA. And Julia, congratulations on the new position there as assistant coach of the Strutters.
Thank you.
It's awesome to see that. And obviously, you're getting thrown right into the fire here of helping out, but that's great because this is a great, as you said, fundraiser for both programs.
Yes, it's very new to me, but the girls are very excited to get out there and see the community and sell some food and snacks.
I would assume a lot of the girls have probably, in some form or fashion, they've been out there helping. So, I mean, this isn't going to be anything, a whole big change for them. But so, and if you're not familiar with the Snack Shack is, it's, you've probably gone there. It's the one right when you walk in.
Right.
I mean, it's, you're going to see it. Some of the best burgers you will find. You guys serve, obviously, a lot of the staples of Nebraska Land Days and poppin' burgers and things like that.
We have one new item on the menu this year. We added a chicken sandwich, so we're pretty excited about that. Our grill master is on it.
He's
excited.
On it. Very good. I've done the grilling out there before, so that is that's throwing in something new. You're really, yeah you're challenging that grill master.
Yeah.
That's all right, though. So if you're going out there, and what do you guys plan on using the money for? I mean, obviously, Strutters, you're brand new into that, but what are you going to be using that money for?
So the Strutters have uniform costs that they have to pay for, and then we have a dance camp we're going to in July, so this money will help pay for that so that all of the girls can go.
Very good. What about cheer?
Same thing. We have big uniforms that we have to take care of. We use a lot of our money towards expenses to travel. So we go to all the home and away games.
Right.
We got to kind of provide some gas money for our parents to take us to the game. That's who has typically taken us to the game. I've joked around because we have 23 cheerleaders this year, which I'm super excited about. Joked around, I tried to tell our football coach that maybe we should take the bus.
And the parents
and the parent could take the football players. No. Yeah.
That didn't go over well, I'm sure.
No.
I'm sure it didn't. But you're that's a lot of cheerleaders. And, you know, uniforms are expensive. And so if you can help defray some of the costs for them, I mean, that's awesome.
It's going to be an opportunity for both of us to let kids be in this group that maybe didn't want to try out because they know how expensive it is.
Yeah.
This is going to be a way. I know that I have at least 4 girls that tried out because of this and because I'm going to be able to help them cover that uniform cost. So I know I have some that came just because of that.
I know you're willing to take dancers and cheerleaders, no matter how many, right?
For me, yeah. I haven't cut from the cheer team for a really long time. I kind of have a theory. If they're willing to put in the time and do the work, I'm willing to put in the time and do the work with them, and it works. Cheer is able, I'm able to do that because we're about repetition.
Right.
A defensive cheer is a defense cheer in football and basketball. It kind of works the same. Dance is a little different.
Sure.
They are changing once a week. So it's a little harder to do that for
Julia. Sure.
Yes.
And, I mean, there's early morning hours for them. So if they're, I mean, that there's a huge commitment to these two.
Yes.
Talking with Julia Herrick here and also Lisa Trashinsky with St. Pat's Strutters and the St. Pat's Irish Cheer Team. They are going to be in charge of the Irish Snack Shack out at the Wild West Arena. And that's starting rodeo, and then that continues all the way through concerts, right?
Right.
You guys are open even for...
We're open for the 4 rodeo nights,
okay.
Taps and Tunes, and the 2 concerts.
Okay, very good.
So the biggest things that we're doing. But actually, the biggest thing that we're able to do this year is we're able to take credit cards in our stand. We were just cash only. Now we can do Apple Pay, Google Pay, credit card, and cash.
And I mean, if you've ever not had cash and gone through the ATM line, it stretches in front of the Irish snack sack sometimes, because I've been in that line. It's brutal. It's a long line. So if you forget cash like I do every year, this will help.
Yeah, this is going to be a great thing for our younger generation that doesn't always have cash with them. And we're giving out coupons that if you buy a combo meal, then you get a free bag of popcorn. So we're really pushing it this year.
Boy, free popcorn, you had me there. I mean, you had me at free of anything, but free popcorn is like the magic words for me. So go visit the Irish Snack Shack again. Right when you walk in, it's kind of the first concessions right to the left there as you walk in the gates. You can't miss it, and it supports, again, Skills USA, which I know is another group that just went to nationals, so they've, I'm sure, got expenses a year. I mean, that's
absolutely
that's a huge expense.
They're a new group, and this is their second year, and they've gone to nationals. This is their second year, so they have some great success, and they're in Atlanta, so yeah, they got some travel expenses they got to cover.
Very good. Nebraska Land Day starts up with the rodeo tomorrow night. Go visit the Irish Snack Shack out there at the Wild West Arena. Well, anything else you guys want to add this morning?
I think we're good. Thanks, Tanner.
Very good. Thanks for being out there. Go visit the Irish Snack Shack again at the Wild West Arena. Thank you so much. You got fans in there, or because it gets hot in there? I know that.
It's not hot in there.
It's not hot. Oh, it's not going to be hot this Nebraska Monday.
Well, correct.
It's 78 degrees for a high today. What am I talking about? It's going to be beautiful. You might need jackets by the end of the night.
Yes. If it rains, we got rain gear to sell you, too.
That's a good addition. There you go. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.